From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, will General Wesley Clark come to the rescue of the Democratic Party? And would it be rescued if he did? Also, why is it so hard for politicians to admit a mistake? But first, I'm joined by Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. He's with us every Monday to offer opinions and analysis. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Alex. My opinion this morning is, did you watch K Street last night, the new HBO drama?
I did not.
Well, I want to play a little tape here, and this is not from K Street. Keep that in mind.
Well, if the percent of minorities that's in your state has anything to do with how you can connect with African-American voters, then Trent Lott would be Martin Luther King.
Mike, I recognize that's Howard Dean from last week's debate, and that's a clip from the debate that we actually played on this show.
And this was, to clarify, a real debate, not a fictional debate. But in the show, James Carville, the political consultant, is shown feeding Dean that very line. And it's sort of a total puzzle why Dean agreed to do this fictional show in the first place, and then why he repeated a line that was fed to him in this fictional show in the real debate, knowing that people would know that the whole thing was made up. And these layers of illusion and reality and so on are getting completely out of control.
Well, they are getting out of control. I mean, it's hard to know what's real on television and what's not real. And now I guess it's hard to know in the news business anymore if we're repeating these lines that Howard Dean has fed as a candidate and created.
We know that political consultants feed lines to candidates and that they repeat them verbatim, and we give the candidates credit for it anyway. That's sort of a crazy convention of our politics. But the candidate at least ought to have the decency to be hypocritical about it and pretend it's his own line. And Howard Dean didn't do that. And the fact that this line doesn't come from a consultant he hired, but a consultant who was a fellow actor of his on a sitcom or the docudrama, and everyone would know it, does make you think maybe he it's a first sign that he may not be as smart as he seemed to be all along.
Let me ask you this. Here's something that's real, we believe. General Wesley Clark is going to give a speech in Iowa later this week. Before then, he's expected to announce whether he'll become a candidate for the president under the Democratic Party. Is another candidate going to help the Democrats? What would that mean?
Well, they don't need another candidate in terms of numbers, but General Clark is this year's White Horse candidate. Every election, it seems, Ross Perot was an earlier example, someone comes charging in on a white horse and says, I am not a politician, I am different, vote for me because I'm a businessman or a general. And this person represents the spirit of none of the above. And then what usually happens, has always happened so far, is they sink, because then they become one of the sweaty horde of politicians with things they've said and records that have been examined, and they're no longer none of the above. And they usually fade away in favor of one of the candidates who has been an experienced politician.
Well, stick around for a moment, because General Clark was here in the day-to-day studios last week. We had a chance to ask him about his aspirations and what he's planning to do.